Power 94, that be JTT. It's the homie Big Two, and you have entered the chat. Right now, we got Nick with the stats with an end of the chat exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Nick with the stats, and you've entered the chat with me and Brainerd High School head basketball coach LeVar Brown. Coach, you're an 11-6 record right now. How would you grade your season with the tough schedule that you've had so far?
Oh, man, it's been a tough one. It's been a roller coaster. We started the season off losing three seniors to ACL injuries, three returning seniors. So that was a task to get over that hump or to try to put the pieces back together. I personally don't like starting off, you know, on fire. I think teams that start off on fire tend to dwindle off by tournament time and season's end. So I like building in the beginning of the year. So it provided us an opportunity to do just that.
And with those three ACL injuries, which I am so sorry to hear, and I hope they recover very well, because ACL injuries, you never want to see those, but especially being correct seniors, who are some key players that have stepped up in their place this year?
Oh, wow. So we have a returning junior, Kobe Jackson, that you met. We're excited about him. But we have some seniors step up. Wayne Few, we have Christian Martin. They stepped into those roles. They played with us last year, but on limited minutes. But with those injuries, they had to come in and take on a bigger responsibility. Also, Josiah Pinkerton stepped up as a senior this year. So we're getting there. We're excited about our young guys and the guys that we had coming back, despite the injuries.
You lost several seniors last year, like you said, and then you lost three more seniors with the ACL injuries. Was it hard overcoming that adversity? And what was that like as a head coach for you to try to figure out that game plan now that three of your players go down?
So, like most coaches, you tend to build relationships with your kids. So despite being a coach, I was in pain because my kids were in pain. So that was a daunting task, especially when you have a couple of kids that were excited about the senior season and not get an opportunity to play at all was painful for them personally. And of course, it hurts the team. So it was exciting to see that the guys rallied around their brothers to want to play for them, to want to motivate themselves to do more, to do better, and to fill in those gaps as much as we possibly could. So that was the position that we took, and that's the position that we're currently taking. But it's still a task, you know, having those guys come and sit on the bench and you see them on crutches or, you know, in a knee brace, and, you know, they really want to be out there and you really want them to be out there. It is a tough mental aspect to that piece.
I think it would also give some fire to the guys that are playing, but then also having that senior experience kind of as an extra set of coaching on that sideline too. Would you say that kind of similar or kind of what is happening on that sideline for you in that locker room where the seniors that are hurt that can't play are kind of like extra coaches?
Absolutely. So one of the mantras that we've been using the last 11 years that I've been the head coach is having an 11-59 mentality. We started preaching it to our seniors, but now we're preaching it to all of them, because you never know when that last opportunity to play basketball, to play with your brother, happen. Injuries happen, you know, moves happen, things happen in life, and you never know when you're going to get that next opportunity. So having that 11:59, you know, this might be my last minute before the strike of 12 tomorrow. So having that mentality, having that focus, and being locked in with that focus has been beneficial to us. So yeah, it is an inspirational thing to have, you know, your players rally around that mentality, rally around that focus, and want to play for each other.
Looking at the rest of your season, six of the nine teams that you play, some of them you play twice, they all have winning records. How do you prepare your guys for that tough stretch of games?
So with us having a lot of new guys that haven't really been with us, you know, we're getting to the point where they understand the culture and the atmosphere that Brainerd basketball has had for over 50 years. So the standard is the standard, and we have to make sure that they understand that first and uphold that second. So we've always had tough schedules. We've always been in the tough district, regardless on our classification alignments and things of that nature. We've always been battle-tested by the time tournament times come. We're very fortunate right now to be the three-time region champs, and we want to try to make it four, but it's going to take a lot of hard work, a lot of effort. So we're ramping up and trying to get prepared for the rest of the tough schedule ahead, even though we're inexperienced and a little shorthanded, but we're up to the task. We're going to rise to the occasion.
Yeah, and even though those players are kind of young and maybe a little inexperienced, it gives them even more experience for the years to come, especially since they get to face this right right now.
Absolutely.
What I would say. It's exciting to see what they will do, I mean, in the future too, especially with the rest of this stretch of games and then next year and however many years they have to be on your team. As a head coach, I'm sure you're excited to see what those players do and what they develop into as the years move on and this year moves on. But coach, I appreciate you taking the time answering these questions. Good luck with the rest of your season and talk to you again later on in the season.
Hey, thank you so much for having us on. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for reporting on our sport, man. Our kids need it. Our kids deserve it. And we're excited about it. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Have a great rest of your day.